dictation for Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, Olsen, O-L-S-E-N, December 24, 58, addresses a letter to Kaelin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, consultation, Mr. Olsen, abnormal kidney function, weight, appetite, stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, some esophageal reflux, occasionally Prilosec, maybe one or twice a week, some nocturia, but urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood, no change of Valium, good strength. He keeps himself active, walks the dog, no associated claudication, discolor of the toes, edema, denied chest pain palpitation, syncope, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, extensive review system done being negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes for the last 8 years, well controlled, A1C around 6.1, no documented retinopathy or peripheral neuropathy, hypertension appears to be well controlled, remote history of kidney stone, he passed it spontaneously, no interventions, it was not safe or tested. This is like 2 years ago without recurrence. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, no heart abnormalities, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine. Next paragraph, reported side effects to shellfish, no medication allergy. Next paragraph, smoking as a teenager, not for the long term. Does drink beer frequently. Next paragraph, surgeries, a Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N, neuroma on the feet. 3 scopes on the left knee and eventually left-sided total knee replacement. Tendon repair on the left wrist, apparently from statin exposure. Colonoscopy is benign. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include metformin, change from standard dose, short-acting to long-acting, and that has resolved the prior diarrhea. On lisinopril for anxiety, Buspar, citalopram, HCTC, and Crestor. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 218 pounds, 76 inches tall, blood pressure 120/80 on the right, 110/80 on the left. Very pleasant, alert orientation 3, no skin, mucosal joint abnormalities, no mucosal, normal eyes, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JVD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no masses, ascites, tenderness, or palpable liver spleen, no gross edema, good pulses, no neurological deficit, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine from July, 1.64, GFR 46, normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus in the low side, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells, normal cell count differential, normal hemoglobin platelets. Back in May, creatinine 1.62. At that time, normal PTH, vitamin D 25, normal calcium. Another May, calcium was briefly elevated, 10.6. Normal liver function test. No albumin in the urine. A year ago, creatinine 1.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, question progression. Well-controlled diabetes, well-controlled blood pressure, no evidence of hypovolemia, no activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Kidney ultrasound is going to be assessed for asymmetry, obstruction, or urinary retention. Isolated high calcium, return to normal. other chemistries is stable. He has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. Prior diarrhea resolved by taking long-acting metformin. I did not change the dose of lisinopril. We will repeat chemistries and further work up depending on results of kidney and bladder ultrasound. End of dictation.